Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey friends, welcome to Wrestle Buddies, GameSpot's wrestling podcast, both wrestling friendship and wrestling with friendship. I am your host, a day late, a dollar short, Matt Elfring, and with me as always is Chrissy Hainer. The E stands for excitement. How are you, Chris?
Join the Dark Order, Matt. Join DarkOrder.com. We shouldn't even talk about how this is the second time we've done this because I screwed up the first time.
Don't peel back the curtain.
The curtain is gone, baby.
Chris.
Again, you said you're a day late and a dollar short. Matt, this is a free podcast. I told you this last week when we were day late and no dollars short. There is no dollar. We don't get paid for this.
I mean, this is part of our actual full-time position.
Is it, though? We are a day late and a dollar short because of me. I apologize for causing a delay in the podcast, but I was in space, Matt.
You are the Elon Musk of GameSpot.
Nope.
Just
take it back.
You are the guy who owns Virgin.
I'm the Richard Branson of GameSpot. Yes. No, I the first half of this week, I was taking part as a guest aboard the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. That's right. I have been to the Star Wars Hotel. You can read all of my thoughts on GameSpot.com. My summation of it is it's a lot of money and it's fun, but it's a lot of money and not all of it works. But
big
it's
news
fun,
from,
but it's really, really, really fun.
Big news for me on my end. I switched from hot coffee to making cold brew coffee every night. Mm. The acidity levels have really gotten rid of that acid reflux that I have been experiencing a lot more as I get older.
I just got a text from Lord Pumpernickel that said, "You're the Richard Branson of what?" And the response was like, "You sound like a barking lunatic." Thank you.
Hold on. "You sound like a barking lunatic" should be your new motto.
Chris, well, "You sound like a barking lunatic." Join the darkorder.com. How you doing, Matt? I forgot what we were talking about.
I don't remember. I mean, I could go back
and listen. You switched to cold brew.
Cold brew coffee.
We've been doing the pour over recently. Lord Pumpernickel's brother gifted us a very dope bean grinder, like a professional grade bean grinder that I've been using to grind some of the beans from his. He actually has a coffee roasting group, Rebel Coffee, and it's so good that I bought some. I don't know if I could. Maybe, man, did I drop the ball by not like being like, "Hey, get me some for free"? Instead, I just handed money over.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't expect things for free. You don't want to be that horrible person.
Right. And I don't. That's why I didn't mind paying for it. And honestly, it was worth it because it's delicious.
I never want things for free. And I have a job where I get things for free all the time and feel kind of awful about it all the time.
I used to feel awful about it, and then I just kind of became, I kind of feel indifferent about it at this point because so much of it comes, and I'm like, God, more boxes to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's that kind of thing. We have a garage full of cardboard, both from the move and from mailers, that I'm slowly getting rid of on recycling day every week. Speaking of which, Matt, I brought this up before we started. And
yes,
and
you did.
You didn't give me a distinctive yes or no, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Because I was going to say no, but go ahead.
This is crazy. How dare you? If we can do your dumb bits, we can do my dumb bits. This is an update on my stupidly obnoxious wrestling figure collection. I'm still using the Whatnot app. Matt, in terms of not wrestling figures, I bought some of the new Horror Migos, Migo dolls. I think you'll appreciate this one. This is Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Ah, from the new Netflix movie, nope, Texas Chainsaw nope, Massacre.
Nope. He comes with a chainsaw for chainsawing purposes.
Like the no, new Netflix movie.
Stop it. I also got Young Frankenstein.
Ah, yes, from the new Netflix movie, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
And of course, from the new Netflix movie, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the Penguin.
Oh, good Burgess Meredith.
Yeah. But those aren't wrestling. What you care about is wrestling. I haven't bought any wrestling stuff, but they do giveaways, and I randomly popped onto a stream that was doing a giveaway, and I won a, quote, mystery pack in the giveaway, and mm-hmm. it had two figures in it, Matt.
Tell me more.
They're the worst. Well, they're one of them.
That's why
the
it's
worst.
A giveaway. It's like yeah. they're going to give away something good.
First, I got a David Hart Smith that I don't want. Do you remember?
Boy.
British Bulldogs kid. You remember him?
Yeah.
Look at his butt. He's got the heart for the Hart Foundation or whatever.
It's also like it's kind of a maple leaf, too.
Yeah. It's like everything Natalia wears because they were in what the Hart.
Hart Foundation.
No, the Hart Foundation was the original group. The Hart Legacy. But,
maybe it was the Hart Legacy. Whatever. It was. Yeah. No,
it doesn't matter. Look at his slick hairdo. He's a good looking guy.
I feel like that wrestler's head could have been used on like 10 different wrestlers. Uh-huh. Like, oh, it's also Alex Riley. Oh, it's also.
Oh, A-Rai. Matt, the second one, I think I'm pretty sure is a Wrestle Buddies All-Star.
Okay.
I got Snitsky.
Wow.
Baby punting Snitsky.
That could also be the body for a Stone Cold Steve Austin and the head for a bargain bin Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Look at that face, dude. Ew.
You should paint a tiny goatee on him and then paint a shirt on him that says, what?
What? So that is that. Those are the latest. That is the latest adventures in my buying things that I don't have room for. You could see behind me, Matt. The shelves are full.
The shelves are pretty full.
I've also begun plotting out what will be an ultimate collection, Matt. I'm going to collect just Jar Jar Binks. It's the only Star Wars character I care about besides DJ Rex from Star Tours and Oga's Cantina. I'm going to collect a bunch of Jar Jar Binks merchandise. There's an alarm clock that is incredible.
Chris, I'm going to just transition here. I was on the internet and I was like, man, we haven't done a Gangrel watch in so long.
I think it was end of the year when we did the Gangrel end of the year watch.
It's Gangrel watch. Your update on what vampire warrior Gangrel is up to. Featuring the two-time Slammy Award winning anchor team of Chris Hayner and Matt Elfring. Also featuring Bonsai Billy with this week's sporting update.
So I'm going through Gangrel's Twitter, and he is very much just about business with wrestling and taking pictures of lots of pictures of himself in front of wrestling rings. And there was nothing good. And this entire year, I feel like there's something going on with it. I don't know if there's some sadness going on, but like he seems not Gangrel. Like
he's not fanging and banging like we expect him to.
He's still hashtagging things fanging and banging, but I'm a little worried about Gangrel. That's my new segment. I'm a little worried about Gangrel.
thanks for coming to this week's episode, a Gangrel intervention. Gangrel, why aren't you so cool on Twitter anymore? What's going on, bro?
But he retweeted someone and it got me very excited. He retweeted Kevin Thorne / Mordecai.
Wait. So Wrestle Buddies Hall of Famer Mordecai.
Yes.
But also fellow wrestling vampire Kevin Thorne.
Yes.
Okay. I'm into this so far. At one point, weren't they going to bring Gangrel back and be like, I think they should have brought Gangrel back and made him like Kevin Thorne's dad.
Daddy like, Vamp.
Like, yeah. He has to call him Daddy Vamp.
So I found out that Kevin Thorne, this is Kevin Fertig.
But more importantly, he was Mordecai.
He is
the anti-Undertaker.
Anti-Undertaker. He's full on realtor now. And I think that's something we talked about in the Mordecai episode. Uh-huh. But like he is promoting and smoting. I don't know how to do the fanging and banging.
Does
thing.
He bring the big weird cross symbol to show houses?
Listen, that
could
sounds
I request
really,
that?
That sounds very funny. No, he has a daughter and he seems like a very good dad. Sorry. Anyway, this is our new segment. Sell me a house, Mordecai. Kevin Fertig's website.
Kevin Thorne Fertig.
You're already looking at his Twitter, so you've seen it at the website. It's called, it's thechampishome.com. First of all.
No way.
I swear to you. I thought you were looking at his Twitter.
No.
I swear to you. It's thechampishome.com.
Thechampishome.com. Wow. Kevin Fertig Realty. The champ is home.
Is that not the best?
I want to note, he exclusively sells homes in Indiana.
It's Indianapolis suburb. So this is also like still like 3 or 4 hours for me. So I can't really go see a Mordecai home.
I mean, you could.
I don't want to drive to Indianapolis.
Matt, can I give you one of the reviews of his job as a realtor?
Please give me one.
This is a 5-star review from Mugumbo.
Ah, yes.
Kevin took one of the most stressful situations in my life and made it easy. He helped with everything from the right people for financing all the way to a great carpet cleaning service after we ... Now, I can click on that. And it takes me to another website where I don't see Mugumbo's.
Well, Mugumbo says after we closed.
But oh, also, there it is. I found it. Yeah.
After we ... also sounds great.
After we.
What? That's fill in the blank, man. Mad Libs it.
After we.
Oh, I was going to say, after we worshipped the devil.
Yeah. After we drank the blood of the innocent and then beat the Undertaker. Wait, no, he never beat the Undertaker.
They never beat the Undertaker. After we took selfies in front of a wrestling ring with Gangrel.
Hashtag fangin' and bangin'.
Everything on his website seems to be pending. He's wheeling and dealing. He's wheeling and dealing these houses outside of Indianapolis. You want to live in Plainfield, Indiana? Bam, houses. Westfield, Indiana? Bam, houses. Fishers, Indiana? Tons of houses. Carmel, Indiana? Done. Zionsville? That sounds kind of cultish.
Sounds Mordecai-like. I'm just going to say. Oh, man.
Do you think...
I'm going to click on the Zionsville house to see.
I'm clicking on the Zionsville.
There's pictures inside. I want to see if it's satanic at all.
They want me to create an account.
I'm not. Oh, this is how they get
you. Okay,
I'm going to fill in. Gets you.
I'm filling in my fake, not my fake, my email address where all the spam goes to.
Ooh, you're a smart boy.
Ooh. Oh, I got to give you a phone number. Ugh. Okay. I'm sorry, Kevin.
1111111.
Oh, no. 8675309. I apologize to the person in my area code with that phone number. They can't give. Am I a first time home buyer? No, I own a home, Kevin. How many months do you plan on buying a home?
I don't know. 12. I like the idea that there is someone in your area code who's constantly getting garbage calls because of you.
Hey, editing Matt here. I don't want to move my mic. Apparently, Chris Hayter's never heard of Tommy Two Tone. That went way over his head. Please let him know on Twitter he missed the joke.
Guys, we're looking at Zionsville, Illinois. This is a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom. Guys, let's talk about the square footage. 3,412.
That's a lot of square feet.
That's the most square footage. The houses have 3 different colors on the front. What is going on here? Is this a chameleon house? Mordecai is selling a chameleon house.
Oh, that's cool. It's a color changing. Oh, Matt, I get it. No, this makes perfect sense. The house changes its gimmick as much as he changed his gimmick in WWE. Mm.
This makes perfect sense. So like the first one, it's a gray house. And that's like,
Kevin Thorne. Kevin Thorne when he was just sort of a bland Blade ripoff rave vampire.
Okay. And the second one is blue brown. It's not a good color combo.
That's the Mordecai.
Yeah. And the last one's gray.
The last one is a dark gray. And
I would say
that was sort of the repackaged Kevin Thorne when he was like, when he stopped coming to the ring with Ariel or whatever her name was. Yes. And started wearing a singlet all the time.
So it's an open floor concept. I know you guys need to know this. Kitchen's kind of smallish, big living room.
Matt, how many like statues of Baphomet do you see in this house?
Zero, which is super weird. Oh, there is a walk-in closet. Maybe there's a statue of Baphomet in there.
Okay.
Let me look at the floor plan. I think this is a house being built, but there's a crawl space. Maybe in the crawl space is where you can drink the blood of your enemies.
Okay. Matt, I will note the address for this place is 6686.
Oh,
that's very evil. I feel like he's sending us a message.
I mean, these are houses being built, but you can see the floor plan. It, you know what? It's a 2-car garage. It's got a foyer, a covered porch. Oh, a covered porch.
Oh, you know what? I bet you could park in that 2-car garage.
What?
Dragula, the car from the Munsters.
You could. You definitely could. 3 big bedrooms and an office upstairs. Oh man, if I had a $500,000, I don't. I might buy this.
But you
house.
Also wouldn't. But we wouldn't move to Zionsville.
No, I wouldn't move to. I don't know. How is Zionsville? Kevin, get back to me. Guys, hold on oh wait, this is still on the market. It's been on the market forever. Hold on.
Oh, maybe it's haunted.
Because there's one update. It says December 19th, 2021. It had been on the market for 69 days. Or no, it's been on the market for 69 days right now, today. Nice. A virtual tour. Oh, wait, I don't want to do that.
Wait, Matt. Kevin Thorne, does he have a TV show?
Does he?
Look at
he looks like he does.
Look at the pinned tweet. Or maybe he was featured on an HGTV show. But it looks like when you buy a house from him, either he might have given this to the camera crew, or it might be when you buy a house from him, you get a title belt. Which would make sense because the champ is home.
Oh my God. He's on the, so it's Houses in a Hurry on HGTV. This is from 2 years ago. I might try to find that episode with him. It's probably awesome.
Matt, I'm going to drop a link here in the chat. I need you to please click do. It and look at this jacket.
Okay, we are looking at the tweet. Oh my.
It looks like something that the Ultimate Warrior looked at and was like, that's too much, brother.
There's this kind of weird, like, cartoon art style. I would almost say it's like Yellow Submarine, the Beatles. Like, that kind of, like, dripping paints of, like, solid color. That's what the jacket is made of. And he's... Does he give you the Champ is Home belt when you buy a house from him?
I hope so. Or he might just like let you take a picture with it, which would be lame.
I don't know. I did take a picture with the United States Championship with Shinsuke Nakamura. That's on my Twitter right now. I recently posted it again.
Oh, you're so cool. We both took a picture in front of the new generation entrance. Remember?
We did. That's
and we also took a picture with a cardboard cutout of Triple H.
I held his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think hold on. There's an Indiana. Oh man. He's got a lot of titles. I like what Kevin is doing a lot. Okay. It says Indiana tag team listing champion. So if you're really good at listing houses, you get a title.
Matt, February 2nd, 2022. This is a tweet from Kevin Thorne. I have a feeling he feels just like this. At Shane McMahon, you've always treated me awesome. Thank you. And it's a picture of Kevin Thorne Fertig and Shane McMahon flipping off the camera.
Chris, he has his own wrestle buddy. One half is Mordecai. One half is Kevin Thorne. Stop the presses. Stop them right now. I can message him?
Matt, let me tell
should
you
I
something.
Should I ask him? I don't know if this is a real live chat or not. Should I ask him if he gives away the championship belt?
Yes. You do that. And Matt, I'm gonna tell you a little bit more about Kevin Fertig, okay?
Okay.
This is from thechampishome.com. Kevin Fertig's energetic and enthusiastic personality have made it easy for his clients to feel at ease and enjoy the thrill of the home buying experience from start to finish. His life experiences has set him up for success in relationship building. Kevin has spent the last 20 years performing all over the world as a professional wrestler. His creativity matched with his athletic ability landed him 9 years in World Wrestling Entertainment. One of his greatest accomplishments, Matt, was hitting the stage at WrestleMania 23 in front of over 96,000 fans, Matt, after you send this message to Kevin Fertig, can you look up WrestleMania 23 and find out what his match was?
Yes. I've sent the message. I'm waiting a response.
In the WWE, Kevin showed versatility as he adapted to the extremely fast-paced environment of live television and the grueling schedule of traveling 258 days out of the year. It was during this time that Kevin brought to life the enthralling and enigmatic, quote, pale writer Mordecai, as well as the macabre and mysterious Kevin Thorne.
Well, it was the second shortest match on the card for WrestleMania 23. It was the ECW Originals, which was Rob Van Dam, Sabu, The Sandman, and Tommy Dreamer versus the new breed, which was Elijah Burke, Kevin Thorne, Marquise Corvon. And Matt Stryker.
And how long did that eight-man tag go?
That eight-man tag match went 7 minutes and 27 seconds.
Boy.
Oh, sorry. It's a third shortest match.
What's the shortest on the show? Is it Kane versus Chavo Guerrero?
This is WrestleMania 23 this is kind of in the 2000s. Take a wild guess what the shortest match on the card is.
Is it Kane versus Chavo Guerrero?
Well, Kane was defeated by Great Khali, and that match was 5 minutes, but there's a shorter match. Chris, prepare yourself for this. It's a lumberjack match or lumberjill match for the WWE Women's Championship. Melina versus Ashley. Melina wins. The match was 3 minutes and 40 seconds long. Chris, it is a women's championship match, which should already be longer than 3 minutes. On top of that, it is a lumberjack match, which usually you want to have some time in there. 3 minutes, Chris.
We'll have to go back and revisit it. Matt, did you know in 2017, Kevin decided to, quote, retire the belt to focus on his family? I should note, I don't think he won any championship titles in WWE, so I don't know what the belt was. He is called Fisher's Home. Oh, he lives in Fisher's, Indiana. He's called Fisher's Home since 2003 when he married Fisher's native Katie Fertig. Katie and Kevin have enjoyed raising their kids in her hometown. Kevin's family values and work ethics are the hallmarks of his commitment to providing an individualized experience so every client received the service they deserve. Kevin looks forward to raising your hand and proclaiming the champ is home. You will feel like a world champion when he finds your dream home.
Chris, let's not try to throw shade here on Kevin. He has many championships. He was the FEW heavyweight champion 5 times. MCW, who he won 3 championships, the Hardcore Championship, the Southern Heavyweight Championship, and the Southern Tag Team Championship. In Memphis Wrestling, he won the Memphis Wrestling Southern Heavyweight Championship 2 times. Mm-hmm. In OVW, he was the Tag Team Champion, won the Tag Team Championship 1 time with Travis Bain.
Do you know who Travis Bain was?
Travis Bain
was Tyson Tomko, who was Christian's buddy in Impact.
Yes.
Tomko.
Chris, the last championship I'm going to tell you about is that he was the VCW Tag Team Champion with none other than, get ready for it,
Gangrel, baby.
Yes, baby.
Matt, I feel like you passed over one of his championships.
It's not a championship. David Meltzer giving out a dumb...
David Meltzer, who we don't really like, he awarded the title... the championship title of Worst Gimmick 2004 to Mordecai. Now,
it's not a championship.
Now, here's what I'll say. He's probably right, but
I disagree.
What was a worst gimmick in 2004?
I would have to look into 2004's wrestling and find out. But also, worst gimmick is partially subjective. Correct?
I don't think so, because it was a failed gimmick.
I still love it.
I don't even think you remembered it happening until we talked about it on the show.
I didn't remember.
I know, exactly.
Here's the thing about wrestling. You do your part in the WWEs, the WCWs, the AEWs, and you become part of the mainstream. A lot of times these dudes just never get back on their feet. They deal with drug problems. They deal with substance abuse problems. They deal with a variety of problems. It is awesome to see a dude who
His problem is he has too many houses to sell me.
He's got all these houses to sell. That's his problem. And he needs you to buy him in Indiana.
I don't want to move to Indiana, but like maybe I gotta.
I do kind of hate Indiana. I don't hate people from Indiana. Like, I just hate how the states run. But also, I'm from Illinois, the land of corruption, so I'm not one to talk. Yeah. Kevin, would you sell houses in Chicagoland? Because I will buy a house from you. That's a weird way to try to hang out with Kevin Thorne. He has not answered my question about if I buy a home, do I get a Champus Home Championship?
Was this billed as a live chat?
It's kind of is. It's interesting. It's set up as a live chat. But the thing about his website is like, yeah, it's very functional. It helps you kind of find the houses you're looking for. But like, if you go to the blog section, there's zero blogs. Just take that out.
There's a blog section.
Just take that blog section out.
It's clearly a Squarespace website or something.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I mean, you can email him.
Oh, I'm signed in. Oh, no.
Everyone should email him, kevinfertigrealtor@gmail.com. Or Matt, let's call. Can we call him on the show right now?
I don't want that. That feels a little.
No, you're right. It's terrible. But like,
so I mean, we could call him, but that also feels like that's his day. We're just kind of jumping in. Oh, I closed the chat. Ah, whatever. He wasn't going to get back to me anyway.
He definitely was not.
Yeah. Anyway,
good for him, man.
Good for, like, seriously. Oh, and wait, I got sorry, a video. I had a video queued up on YouTube too. Play in the background while I wrote a review today, and it's Elijah Wood about to eat a nice burger.
Why?
It's the burger show. I like the First We Feast website.
Oh, I've been watching movies a lot when I write. I watched Batman Begins yesterday while I was writing about the Star Wars hotel.
Is that any good?
Batman Begins?
I mean, like, does it hold up, I guess, is what I'm saying more, because The Dark Knight Rises doesn't. The Dark Knight is a little rough around the edges.
I think Dark Knight Rises holds up, actually. I think there are parts of it that are bad, like all the Lazarus Pit jail stuff. Okay. Get rid of all that. Batman Begins, it's fun. It's fine.
It's very, very different than Dark Knight Rises from what I remember. Like, it's a more fictionalized world.
Yes. I wanted to watch it because I can't talk about what I thought about it yet, but I saw The Batman last night. And I wanted to watch the beginning of the last big franchise before watching the beginning of this new franchise, just to see how they kind of compare. And they don't.
They don't, because they're different movies.
They are different movies.
They're very different movies.
Oh, this just in. Hold on.
Huh? So what's going on?
I just looked at my Twitter mentions for the first time in a few days.
Oh, no.
And I just like. Matt, as you know, and the listeners might if they keep track of GameSpot.com, I posted like action movies that are so bad they demand to be watched.
Yes.
And GameSpot tweeted it out, and someone replied to me directly. replied to GameSpot and tagged me and just wrote @ChrisHainer is a dumbass. And I just quote tweeted it with, thanks for being a fan.
Do you want... Because should I give the people out there, like, I'm gonna pull back the curtain on like listicles like that. So I just did a listicle this week of like every theatrical Batman ranked, and I just put any person that's been a Batman in a movie, on the big screen, like they got ranked. I wasn't gonna do ranked because I'm like, I don't want ranking them, seems dumb. I just wanted to talk about all the Batmans. All of these listicles we do them for ourselves. We do not care.
Yeah.
So like, usually these listicles.
I wanted to talk about Speed 2 Cruise Control.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about Three Ninjas High Noon at Mega Mountain. I don't care if you want to read it. Don't click on it if you don't want to read it. Someone wants to read it.
Fun fact, most of my things like that about movies or like movie genres, I'm looking for an excuse to write about the movie Pop Star, Small Soldiers, or Demolition Man.
Or Slumber Party Massacre 2.
Slumber Party Massacre 2, that's only during Halloween. Every year for also the past 6 years.
Chopping Mall.
Chopping Mall I do like, but yeah, but every year for the past 6 years, I have found a way to write about Slumber Party Massacre 2 that is new or different, quote unquote. Yeah. That's been great.
It's great.
So when you get angry at us for these listicles, just realize
we don't care.
This is personal fulfillment for us.
Yeah. I'm having fun. I'm finding ways to enjoy my life and my work.
Yeah.
Try it. Give it a shot.
I'm not trying to tell you, you should see these movies or F you.
Oh, no. I'm telling you, you need to see these movies. Everyone, Matt, everyone needs to stop, drop whatever they're doing right now, go to their nearest viewing device and watch Stop or My Mom Will Shoot, starring Sylvester Stallone and Estelle Getty. Matt, yeah, but that's the point. It sucks, but it's also great. Estelle Getty with a gun?
That's the weirdest part about this job is how angry people get with you when you are just trying to do things that are kind of like fun, bite-sized reads sometimes.
Yeah. We like to have fun.
That's why this podcast still exists. And that's why we spent 30 minutes mostly talking about a former wrestler's realty group. That's right. We did it.
We didn't miss this week. In your face, naysayers.
Take that, D9000.
Oh, snap. D9000 got in your face. Got moded.
Take that, Justin, who's out of the office this week. We will be back next week for sure with a real episode. I'll do the full disclosure thing. Our 2K coverage type of stuff is changing a little bit.
It'll be here. We'll talk about it at some point.
We'll be talking about it at some point. Things have changed from 2K's how they wanted to run things too. So,
but I know what I want to talk about for our next crazy episode, our next standard Wrestle Buddies episode, and that's the time, and that is Big Boss Man feuding with Big Show, which someone brought up in Slack, I think.
That was Crispy.
Yeah, I want to dig deep into that because I need us to figure out. Remember Unsolved Wrestling Mysteries? It's time for us to figure out how and why Big Boss Man had the Blues Brothers police car for that feud.
All right, that's next week. We nailed. I know we were supposed to talk about syndicated wrestling programs.
Oh, that's right.
We'll both next week.
We'll do. Well, no, those both deserve their own episodes. We'll do one or the other, and then we'll follow that with the other.
Yeah, we're terrible at this. We're terrible at planning because we have full-time jobs on top of this. Anyway,
and we want to talk about everything.
That's the problem with this show. Anyways, we will see you guys next week. Chris, any final words?
Go read my Star Wars hotel coverage, please. I need them clicks, baby.
Give them clicks.
Bye. Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at Wrestle Buddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.